This is Vectis Radio, serving the Isle of Wight and beyond. www.vectisradio.com.
Now, in the studio, I've got Neil. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning. Hello.
You're from the new Isle of Wight Reptilarium. Reptilarium project?
Reptilarium, that's it, yep.
I had my tongue stuck in my teeth with that one earlier.
Think of aquarium, but with reptiles.
Reptilarium. Now, that is going to be down at the Victoria Park, isn't it?
That's right, Fort Victoria Country Park.
Fort Victoria Country Park down there. I'd call it freshwater, but for people who live around there, call it Yarmouth.
Sort of in between, isn't it?
It's actually past the sign saying you now are into Yarmouth. But if you say to anybody who lives up Hallett Shoot, oh, this is freshwater, you get a really hard stare.
Yes.
They're in Yarmouth. So we won't get into that. The post office called it Yarmouth. We'll leave it at that. But you've taken over the old aquarium site.
That's right, yep. We signed a 25-year lease with the Isle of Wight Council last Thursday.
Okay, that's brave.
Yeah, brave or stupid, one of the two. And yeah, we're underway now to transform it into our reptilarium and hopefully get it open in time for Easter. Yeah.
And not wishing to embarrass you, but you are covered in paint, aren't you?
I am, yes. Yes.
You're directly doing it yourself.
Yes, I am living proof that we are painting it at the moment, yeah.
So, why has this come about?
It's something that me and my partner have always wanted to do. We mm-hmm. currently own the reptile shop on Fairley Road.
Okay.
It's always been a bit of an ambition to have a zoo or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
When the building came up last year, we ummed and ahed and we thought, well, it's too good an opportunity not to have a go at it. So we had a go at it. Yeah.
You put your money where your mouth was.
Well, that's it, yeah.
Or what money you haven't got. I know the feeling. Yes, we're in the same sort of situation here. So... now, we were just chatting off air because people have questioned your wisdom, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, a few of the comments have been, you know, how do you think you're going to make it work? You know, the aquarium failed and...
Well, you
know,
yeah.
My stock answer to that is they were there for 30 years.
I failed after 30 years.
I think those guys done a good job
yeah,
to be
they
there
did a good job.
Years.
They were getting... Yeah. They'd had enough by 30 years, and the legislation changed dramatically as well.
Yeah, I mean, legislation is always changing, but being in the pet shop industry for the past 10 years, we're pretty used to
draconian
legislation, so I don't think there's anything we can't surmount.
No. You know what you're doing, let's face it.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, so what are we going to see down there then?
So basically, there'd be no fish tanks in there anymore. They've all been removed. Mm-hmm. And we're going to install vivariums housing different species of lizards and snakes and amphibians.
Right.
We're going to have a turtle sanctuary there for unwanted turtles. They're having a bit of a tough time thanks to the EU mm-hmm. at the moment. And we're going to have a nocturnal room, which is going to be completely dark. So people are going there and it'll be nighttime and all the animals that are usually asleep during the day will be awake and moving around for them to look
right.
at.
Right. That sounds... I mean, to me, that sounds absolutely fascinating because I'm not... I'm not a fan of reptiles. I wouldn't have one as a pet, but I find them a fascinating creature.
Yeah, most people are fascinated by
because,
them.
Because like snakes, everyone thinks snakes are slimy. They're not.
No, that's
they're
right.
Actually
yeah.
They're very pleasant to handle.
Yeah, that's it. They yeah, are. I mean, we might even be able to have some handling sessions.
I was going
to
ask you that. So, yeah.
All depends how we fare with insurers and things like that, yeah. Health and safety. But
I'd love to hit listening on that
yeah,
phone call. Yeah,
I don't see any reason why we can't, but I can't say yes, come down, we'll do animal handling until we actually tick that box.
So you're aiming to open this season?
This Easter, hopefully, April, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Must be mad.
You don't look mad, but I think you probably are.
Probably am, yeah. Yeah, I think so.
So, opening this Easter, what sort of... I'm not going to put you on the spot. How much is it going to cost to get in that kind of... What kind of order are you looking at there?
How much is it going to cost us to do it?
Well, how much... If I wanted to visit it...
Oh, right. Okay. So, we're looking at charging £5 per adult, £2.50 per children.
Okay. That's not bad.
So, £15 for a family of four.
Yeah.
We reckon it'll probably take you about an hour and a half to look round. It's only a small building, but
I remember it from the aquarium day.
Yeah, I mean, we will have about 40 exhibits in there, so if you take about a minute to look at each one, read the information, find the animal, learn a bit about it.
Yeah, they do hide, don't they?
Yeah, they do, yeah. So it'd be a bit of a Where's Wally, you know, looking for the animals. So if you do that, yeah, you're going to spend about an hour and a half in there.
Okay.
And then, of course, there's the beach there to explore and the country park. I mean, what we want to do is tell a bit of a story about the reptiles that used to live at Fort Victoria 30 million years ago when it was a swamp.
Oh, right, okay, yes.
So that'll be the start of the story, and then you'll progress through and see animals of today and where they live and their different types of habitat. And then we want to end up with the reptiles and amphibians that you'll actually find up in the country park. So
yes, we have got our own native ones.
That's it, yeah. So we want to inspire people to have a walk along the beach, try and find some fossilised turtles and crocodiles and have a look at our animals, and then go for a wander around the forest and
see what
they can see up there.
Sounds good to me. I mean, and anything that adds to that little corner of the island in terms of tourism is great. I think that's fantastic.
It's a lovely little spot.
Okay, so what is it you're looking for in terms of help then? Now, I know you're going to say money is the top of the list.
Yeah, I mean, we've set up a volunteers page on Facebook, and we've got plenty of people offering to come do painting and woodwork and things like that for us. We've also got a crowdfunding page. We're not asking for something for nothing. If people want to go onto our crowdfunding page, then they can choose a reward. They can prepay entry. So for £15 they can prepay for their entry when we're open, and they'll also get a free gift. They'll get a little packet of reptile top trump playing cards.
Oh, so you get a packet of reptiles?
Yeah, no, not a packet of reptiles.
My question is there going to be a gift shop as well?
Yeah, there's a gift shop, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, that's what I'm painting at the moment.
Excellent. So you're going to head off down there in a minute.
That's right, yeah.
So how can people get in contact if they want to help or find out more?
So the easiest way is just go to a search engine, type in Isle of Wight Reptilarium, and it'll bring up our crowdfunding page or our Facebook page, and just contact us through that at the moment.
Okay. And when you're open, we'll come down and have a word with you. How about
that?
Yeah,
that'd be brilliant. Okay. Yeah, we'll get you to hold a snake or something.
Oh, I'd love to. I'd absolutely love to hold a snake. Yeah, that'd be great. Fantastic stuff. Right, I'll tell you what we'll do. Thanks for coming in.
Okay.
And if you've got some more to come in and talk to us about in the intervening months between now and when you open, I know it's only March or Easter. When is Easter?
April.
April. Okay, running away with the year already. if you want to come in again, just let me know.
Yeah.
And we'll slot you in again on Saturday morning if you've got anything particular you want to say, or give us an update on progress.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Neil. We're going to take a break now and come back with a bit of David Essex.
This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.